Se somos descendientes
Wishing in order to attain the Buddhahood for the sake of all the sentient beings, our mothers, from beginningless of time, and we shall strive for the practice of Dharma through listening, reflecting, and meditation.
Tepa chenpen dode jen lewe dunba, te tana nyeke lewe che tundeke.
And today Rinpoche says he would like to give the brief explanations on the second chapter, which deals with the with the as it is ness, that is the ultimate truth.
Et Rinpoche va nous exposer le septième chapitre, qui est sur la nature des choses telles qu'elles sont, la vérité ultime.
Tenez, t'es conani, c'est que t'es tombani.
Yeah, as it is ness refers to voidness or shunita.
Les choses telles qu'elles sont se réfèrent à la vacuité ou shunyata.
Not as it is ness, that place.
L'incéité se réfère à la vacuité.
Tene tomba ni la kanzak dame pa tomba ni dan chuja dame pa tomba ni.
Concerning the shunyata or the voidness, there are two. That of the non-existence of the self, non-ego of individual beings, and the non-entity of the phenomena.
Et en ce qui concerne la vacuité, il y a deux aspects. La non-existence intrinsèque de l'ego et la non-existence intrinsèque des phénomènes.
Tene te la tambo kanzak dame patichiko.
And concerning these two, first one has to know and understand what the absence of the ego means, or the non-ego means.
Tout d'abord, il faut savoir ce que signifie la non-existence de l'ego.
Et un dadatava dani dantine sombare. Dadatava danatola dadatava namdo yere, the dadatava namdo te dama in sombare.
So, as it is said in the scripture also, that although we have the concept or the idea of the self, or I, however, this idea or the concept of the self or I is not the I.
Et comme il est dit également dans les Écritures, quoique nous ayons l'ego ou le concept de l'ego ou du moi, ce concept n'est pas le moi.
The reason why Rinpoche says that when we cling or when we are attached to the idea of the self, then we always aim, when the clinging to the idea of the self itself aims to the always focus on the aggregates as a self or as an I or as an ego, not the concept of the idea, the concept or the idea of self, which focus itself on itself, that it is I. Means always we focus on the skandhas or on the aggregates as the we cling to them as ego, yes, or as self, not the concept itself. That means concept itself doesn't cling to it as the, you know, as the ego, but to the aggregate.
Et la raison en est que quand on s'attache à l'idée du moi, on focalise ce concept sur les cinq agrégats que l'on assimile au moi.
The second one? Yes. Not the concept of the idea, you know, or the the concept of the I or ego does not cling itself. Itself as ego. Not itself, but it always focus on the one of the five aggregates or the aggregates as the I.
Donc ce concept
cling to them, yes, as the I.
Saisit les scandas, un des cinq scandas ou les scandas, les agrégats comme étant le moi.
Ta tena, tena danzain da main bejumsin la.
So therefore, we have to examine with the wisdom, and that how the clinging to the ego itself is not the ego. No?
Et nous devons examiner avec la sagesse comment la saisie de l'ego lui-même n'est pas l'ego.
Tene danzen de ngatsu nyamnyong tene sena danzen de nune yores.
So if you talk from, if you think or talk from experience point of view, so then the ego or the self or I, whatever you call it, exists. if you think from experience point of view.
Et si on se place du point de vue de l'expérience, la saisie du moi existe.
Tene hiravyan tapa gitye na danzin de denbar marubare.
However, if you examine it with a perfect wisdom, a pure wisdom, so then the clinging to the idea of the self or ego does not exist.
Et si l'on examine avec la pure sagesse, la saisie de ce moi n'existe pas.
Tene danzen te denbar madro pe jumsen la ten te danzen le son donga yang.
And if you examine very minutely and very perfectly, and then since the since the idea of the self or the clinging to the idea of the self or ego itself not inherent existence, and how then the the sufferings which are the fruit of the clinging to the idea of ego is could be how it could be existent, inherently existent, which means they are not existent.
Si on examine très minutieusement, puisque l'idée de la saisie du moi n'existe pas, comment les souffrances qui sont la conséquence de cette saisie du moi pourraient-elles exister?
Tena danzen denbar madobe jumsin ji. Danzen le som dunga denbar madubai hibate dene ikhira karchin bore.
So therefore it is very important to know that since clinging to the ego is not inherently existent, not true existence, so its a fruit or its a consequences, the result which is suffering is also not true existence.
Et il est important de comprendre que puisque le concept de la saisie du moi n'existe pas réellement, la conséquence, le fruit, qui est la souffrance, n'existe pas non plus.
Though Rinpoche says in the teachings of the Buddha, or in the doctrines of Buddha, there are many, many vehicles, graded vehicles, yes. And each of them has a detailed explanation, a very deep and vast explanations on each of the vehicles. And however, in brief, if you say that, then they are all the means, yeah, or means or ways to know or to understand how the clinging to the idea, to the idea of the self or ego, is not inherently existence, and its fruit, that is sufferings. So, in this way, yes, that's all.
Et le Bouddha a donné des enseignements dans différents, des enseignements vastes et profonds, dans différents véhicules. Et tous ces enseignements vastes et profonds se rattachent au fait que la saisie du moi et la conséquence, qui est la souffrance qui en résulte, n'existe pas. N'ont pas d'existence inhérente.
They explain that how they are not true existence. In this way, all the vehicles, they bring us a liberation or freedom from these two, from the sufferings and from the ego, from the clinging to the ego. Yes.
Et par conséquent, tous ces véhicules nous apportent la libération de la saisie du moi. Et de la souffrance.
And
Rinpoche say that if one knows, understands very well that how the clinging to the idea of the ego and its consequences, that is the sufferings, are not inherently existence. So that means that one knows and one understands the essential point of all the aspects of Buddha's teaching, that is to say the sutras and tantras.
Et si l'on comprend bien comment la saisie du moi et comment la souffrance qui en résulte n'ont pas d'existence inhérente, cela veut dire que l'on comprend le point essentiel des enseignements du sutra et du tantra.
So on the contrary, Rinpoche says, until and unless one doesn't know these two things, that is the how the idea of the self do not exist, and the suffering that is the fruit or consequences of it. Unless one doesn't know these two things, and no matter how much one is learned in the words and in the explanations which deal, and one is just merely a dry knowledge, that means, which will not bring liberation to us.
Par contre, tant que on n'a pas compris comment cette existence, comment ce moi et les souffrances qui en résultent n'avaient pas vraiment d'existence intrinsèque, quoi qu'on puisse être très savant, on a une connaissance sèche.
Tani Sanji Machaba Mambo, Tani La Mombata, Tani Himatan Tanki, Sojovanam, Tani Janam Ranga Tanki, Gom Japa Nam, Mikanatoka Tanki.
And then, if one doesn't understand, develop understanding of these two, so then one gets tired, you know, either by studying, learning many words and terms and many many knowledges, yes, they get tired of it finally, and they're fed up with them, or they're fed up with their meditations, because since they don't understand this essential point of the teachings.
Et si quelqu'un n'a pas la compréhension de ces deux aspects, il se fatigue des mots qu'il apprend, de l'érudition et de la méditation s'il ne comprend pas ces points essentiels.
And they get disappointed at the final, yes.
Et ils sont, à la fin, ils sont déçus.
Tene pen lobjong ban da wachi na namba sanje be chu je lobjong ban nam ji chan lobjong ban nam ji dan zin dan den zin ni dan zin dan dan zin le sung dunga ni rang ji je ma do par shi na tene lobjong jin thar to pa shirap jin thar to pa de teres
and then
lobjong thar to pa de shibares
those who are in the dharma but they say that if they know through their study and learning if they come to understand these two points, that how the ego is not true existent and the suffering itself, which is fruit of it, then it means their study and their learning is fruitful and successful.
Et si les personnes qui sont dans le dharma viennent à comprendre, viennent à connaître et à comprendre par l'étude comment le moi et comment la souffrance qui en résulte n'existe pas réellement, à ce moment-là, leur étude est fructueuse et efficace.
Tene gom japapo, gom tsovur sepapo, gom chin namji chang, tene gom namikpa na tsokpa chi yore, te yina yang dan zin rang yin je mato pi ying tang, donga rang yin je mato pi ying le nyambar jan jona gom thapa yina, gom tham je jen thar thopa, yang thapa gom.
So then the same thing can apply to those who emphasize on, who stress on the meditation side of the practice. So for them also, since there are many objects we apply, so they may get tired or confused. And however, if they, by knowing, by understanding these essential points, if they do meditation, then that means their meditation is proper, and also it is an ultimate meditation. Yes.
On peut dire la même chose des personnes qui méditent. Il y a de nombreux supports de méditation. Et si ces personnes arrivent à méditer sur ces aspects, c'est le but ultime de la méditation, c'est la manière correcte de méditer.
If they rest in these two states, yes, Rinpoche say that when they do meditation, if they rest in these two states means that in the state non-existence of the ego and in the state that and non-existence of the sufferings, which are the fruit of clinging to the idea of the ego, yes.
Donc, si le demeure,
then their meditation is meaningful. Yes.
S'il demeure dans ces deux états, l'état qui correspond à la non-existence intrinsèque du moi et à la non-existence des souffrances, à ce moment-là, leur meditation.
Tena lojong banam, chujo lojong, chujo tani na tope, sem trukat se, tene danzen tan.
So then, and the same thing, and also yes, those who study the Dharma, yes, and when they get tired, when they get disappointed by because of the many words that they have to learn, many words, the terms, and many. Terms, yes, tanya, classifications, etc. And so then, at this point, when they get tired, then they also should try to understand what these two mean, really.
Et pour les personnes qui étudient beaucoup et qui deviennent fatiguées d'apprendre des termes et des classifications, elles devraient essayer, arriver à ce point, elles devraient essayer de comprendre les significations de ces deux aspects.
For example, Rinpoche says, when the worldly people, when they get tired with their daily routine, their daily works, and then during the holiday they go to a peaceful place, a very solitude place, and some big park, and where they get peace, you know.
C'est comme les gens qui sont fatigués de leurs affaires et qui vont dans un parc
paisible.
So in a similar way, Rinpoche said those the students also, those who strive for the learning, you know, when also they also get tired, or when they get tired, when they get disappointed, you know, by these studies, by studying many words and terms, and like that, then they also should rest. In these two park, the park, their wisdom. They should let their wisdom rest. In these two park, you know, the park, that is the non-existence of the ego, and this non-existence of the sufferings.
De la même manière, quand les étudiants sont fatigués et déçus d'apprendre des termes et des mots, ils devraient se reposer. Dans ces deux parcs, dans ces deux jardins, ils devraient laisser leur sagesse reposer en ces deux jardins de la non-existence de l'ego et de la
souffrance.
The classification of the teachings here, the Buddha's teaching or the doctrine of the Buddha or the Buddhist Dharma, which is very much really like a big town, a big city. There are many words, many terms, many classifications, and many vehicles.
Et là, les enseignements du Bouddha sont comme une grande ville où il y a beaucoup de mots, beaucoup de termes, beaucoup de classifications, de véhicules, etc.
So when we get tired of this this town, then we should go out of the town for a while to rest.
Et
quand on est fatigué de cette ville, on devrait aller à l'écart, se reposer.
Tene ta gom je wang de se na namba sanje pe gom la ni che tepa chempo dor je tepe pa de gom je me pa sanje me cha pa tha ye ba je ba.
And concerning the meditation also, there are many graded and very progressive meditations, meditation in the Buddhism, you know, in Buddhist Dharma. For example, the meditation according to Shavakas, meditation according to Pratik Buddhas and Mahayana and Vajrayana. So there's so many, and in each also there are many object of meditations for the development of the concentration, etc. So there are many things, concentration, etc., you know, as object of meditation. That means many objects are applied, you know, to develop the meditation.
En ce qui concerne la méditation également, il y a beaucoup de formes différentes de méditation selon le Sravakayana ou le véhicule des pratiques à Bouddha ou le Mahayana, le Vajrayana. Dans chacun de ces véhicules, il y a de nombreux supports de méditation pour développer la concentration.
So these objects, objects ranging from or starting right from the samsara as being suffering, meditation on the samsara as being only suffering, up until the meditation on the whole universe, both samsara and nirvana, or the whole universe here, sorry, as a purity, you know. Up until that, there are many object of meditation. Mikpai, object, isn't it? Should say object of meditation. Yeah.
Et il y a de nombreux supports de méditation, en partant de la souffrance, à partir de la souffrance du samsara, jusqu'au caractère pur de l'univers.
For example, Rinpoche says, when we take the example of the meditation on ugliness according to Shavakayana, even this part of meditation, this aspect of meditation also has many approaches. There are many approaches.
Et en ce qui concerne la méditation sur le caractère, sur la laideur, du corps humain, il y a beaucoup d'approches différentes dans cette méditation.
So then in the Mahayana also, there are many objects of meditation. For example, like the meditations, I try to make literal translation. I never seen this translation of this word. Sepa chui ting is sepa sai ting is
sepa mei ting is
sepa means exhaustion. Chu means the water, sa means the earth, you know. The meditation on the exhaustion of the earth, meditation on the exhaustion of the earth and etc. etc. There are many, many approach, many methods.
Okay,
finishing. Exhaustion. No.
Et dans le Mahayana, il y a également beaucoup de formes de méditation. Par exemple, sur l'épuisement de l'eau,
yeah, the earth, etc.
De la terre, et, etc.
Te yendo dorje te pa lai jinko la pa wo je kwa ne zong de la tong tha mang bu pa de gong ya.
So then concerning the yes the
jinko la je se pa ne la tong tha mang bu se de pa de jinko je la gong ya yo.
So then concerning the meditation on the visualization and meditation of the mandala of the deity in the Vajrayana is a concern, there are many, many different kind of deities, various. So, for example, which ranging from one deity to the many thousands of deities, yes. One single deity, yes, which is called Pavachikpa, which means a single hero, means a single deity, ranging from the single deity to the thousands. There are many objects.
Et en ce qui concerne les méditations sur les divinités des mandalas dans le Vajrayana, il y a beaucoup de divinités différentes. Depuis les méditations sur une seule divinité jusqu'aux méditations qui comprennent des milliers de divinités.
Tene te tamje ganga gomba te da tamje semji heba dobe tabre.
So all these different various meditations, yes, and on various things, they are all just means. In brief, Rinpoche says, in fact, yes, they are in reality, they are just the means or the ways or the method to achieve the peace of mind.
Et toutes ces différentes méditations, en fait, ne sont qu'un moyen de réaliser la paix de l'esprit.
Tene, kiva dobe thabre te, teso tamche mekpa lanzema tambo yone yang, tene neka so sem thukwa yong sikiris.
And though they are all very skillful means, yes, for the achievement of the mental peace or peace of mind, yes, and however, one may get disturbed, or one may get mentally disturbed, yes, mentally, yeah, disturbed, same to why, mentally disturbed, yes,
same.
If one clings them too much, as if one clings them, you know, too much, yes, if one clings them too much, as grasp them too much, you know, attach them too much, yeah, then it brings disturbance. No, it doesn't mean could be also same trupa means, you know, the mind becomes completely upset and
et quoi que
unhappiness.
Ce soit des moyens habiles de méditation, si l'on s'attache, si l'on s'accroche à ces, si l'on saisit ces moyens trop forts, l'esprit est perturbé.
So when we get tired by the meditation in this way, so at that time also the best way of resting. Regaining all the energies is to develop the understanding that the the ego, you know, the idea of ego is not true existence, and the suffering which is fruit of it is not existent. Then one continue to be, to rest in it.
Et le mieux à faire quand on est fatigué de ces méditations, c'est de comprendre la non-existence intrinsèque de l'ego et la non-existence intrinsèque de la souffrance, et de rester en cet état.
Tena danzen rangi je mado pada donga rangi je mado pe tongba ni la nyambar ya na gomba ni na te gomje miyor yang da pada gomje miyor thar to kores.
If one through the understanding that the that ego is not existence and the fruit of ego, which is the suffering, is not true inherently existence, by knowing, by understanding this fact or this reality, and then if one rests. If one rests, yes, then that is the best object of meditation.
Et si l'on comprend la non-existence du moi et la non-existence du résultat que sont les souffrances, à ce moment-là, c'est le meilleur moyen de méditer, de reposer.
And it includes the right or the ultimate, yes, ultimate prostration, the ultimate offerings, and the ultimate purification also.
Demeurer en cet état où l'on comprend la non-existence intrinsèque de l'ego et de la souffrance n'est pas seulement la méditation juste, c'est également la méditation juste et la méditation ultime, c'est également
the ultimate offerings, ultimate prostration, ultimate purification. Also, present. They are all present in it already.
Également, l'offrande suprême, l'offrande ultime et la purification ultime sont compris dedans.
Tena sanju samba, sanju samba kan yeke.
Bodhisattva and Bodhisattva, those who want to, they regret very much, or they repent very much of the misdeed they have committed, or negative action that they have committed. If they want to purify it, so then they should understand these two, yes, and how the ego and is not true existence, not inherently existence, and how the suffering which is fruit of the clinging to the idol ego is also not true existence. So then if they rest in it by knowing these two, and that is the best and the ultimate purification.
Et les bodhisattvas masculins et féminins qui regrettent profondément leur conduite erronée, s'ils veulent purifier, doivent comprendre la non-existence intrinsèque de l'ego et de la souffrance, et c'est la purification ultime, la meilleure purification.
Tena, oh, tendu kere, te yenda tanda, tenin chupan brava la sopa katam jeta te le sangha yuris.
So in brief, Rinpoche says the offerings, making offerings, and the purification, etc., everything is included in it, which means that meditation on these two aspects itself is the offering, itself is the purification, ultimate purification and ultimate offerings.
Et si l'offrande et la purification sont compris dedans, c'est que cette méditation elle-même est en soi l'offrande ultime et la purification ultime.
So, generally speaking, what we call the suffering is also, Rinpoche says, that it's called, is the the state of the mind which is disturbed, a disturbed state of mind.
Ce que l'on appelle généralement, ce que l'on appelle souffrance, est un état d'esprit perturbé.
Tene ta donga kevan do na donga de sem thoba yin be jin chin la ten de de tene sem den chukso de yabo hi go yores. Kanje so chukso do.
No, so if one wants to pacify the sufferings, and then first one should know, since it's suffering is the state of the mind, the disturbed state of the mind, so how the mind get disturbed, first one should know it, one should examine it.
Tout d'abord, on doit examiner si la souffrance est un état d'esprit perturbé, comment l'esprit est devenu perturbé.
Tene, donga de sem thupa tsangji yin yang, donga de sem thupa tsangji mato denbar mena yang, sem jen namji sem den thupa rang yin, thuk tsor ta ha ma gong te, tene donga ji jing wang, donga ji dambi yor.
And although the suffering of the being is just the mind, disturbed state of the mind, and however, if they don't know, if they don't understand, and how their mind get disturbed, so then they continuously suffer, and they're always bound or always fettered by suffering.
Même si la souffrance n'est qu'un état d'esprit perturbé, si les êtres ne comprennent pas pourquoi leur esprit est perturbé, ils sont sans arrêt liés par la
souffrance.
For example, in the dream also, we experience many kind of sufferings, different kind of sufferings. For example, sometimes we suffer because of the separation from the friend. Sometimes we suffer because of the coming to the contact or meeting with the enemies. Sometimes being burned by the fire. Sometimes being carried by the water, etc.
Par exemple, dans le rêve également, nous expérimentons différentes sortes de souffrances. Par exemple, le fait d'être séparé d'amis, de rencontrer des ennemis, d'être brûlé par le feu ou emporté par l'eau.
In reality, the different kind of suffering that we experience in the dream, during the dream, yes, is not inherently existent. And yes.
En fait, les différentes formes de souffrance que l'on expérimente en rêve n'ont pas d'existence réelle.
Donga malange donga de dembar madom na yang. Donga dembar madom madopa malange donga te semje yo watsam je gre ma to dembar madom na yang sem yo certain to certain ngo ma hite tene ngone donga ji soga de ngu yore.
Though the suffering in the dream is not not true existence, not really existence, because they are just the movement of the mind or the motion of the mind itself. And however, if one doesn't know how the mind agitated, yes. How the mind get agitated. If one doesn't know this, then one would not be free from the suffering, yes.
Quoique ces souffrances expérimentées en rêve n'aient pas d'existence réelle, si on ne comprend pas comment, puisqu'elles ne viennent que d'une agitation de l'esprit, si on ne comprend pas comment l'esprit a été agité, on ne peut pas se libérer de ces souffrances.
Then a melanto me sepal chucheva so jedunga na so pale trove tap the carers
and
a melangohi patres.
And for example, as the means, the only skillful means is to get free free oneself is from the suffering during the dream is just to recognize the dream or just to be aware of the dream, yes.
Le seul moyen de se libérer de la souffrance en rêve est de reconnaître est juste de reconnaître ou d'être conscient que c'est un rêve.
Then dorje tepa lamna ngohi pe dama yore tela tini mlan ji nandir chi.
So in Bhajayana, and there is a oral instruction and how to recognize the dream, and this is called the dream yoga or the practice of dreaming.
Dans le Vajrayana, il y a des moyens pour reconnaître le rêve. C'est ce qu'on appelle le yoga du rêve.
Tene mlan ji kap ni ji kap so mlan ji sem ji yoga myon ba sem wo sar ji nan de ne ba thab ye bar tela wo sar ji nam jo se gre.
And also there is a method, yes. Method is taught as means are taught, and how to rest, yes, in the luminosity, in the luminous aspect of the mind, without letting the mind get disturbed or agitated. And this practice is called the yoga of luminosity.
Et également, des moyens sont enseignés pour que l'esprit reste dans l'état de luminosité. Sans agitation, c'est ce qu'on appelle le yoga de la luminosité.
Tena ndor dona mlan je donga te sem je yoba mlan je donga te sem namdo ge yoba re namdo ge yoba ngo ma hi be wang ge tene donga so ma te te ye de ni me ne ka so te ne ores.
In brief, when you say the suffering and the cause of the suffering, yes, in the dream, is just to the mind's agitated. The mind is agitated by thought and the concept. So this state of the mind, we could not recognize it. We could not be aware of it. So we experience the sufferings in the dream. In the same way, in the waking state of the life, or that means in the waking state of the life also, we experience the suffering in the same way.
Et la souffrance que l'on expérimente en rêve vient d'une agitation de l'esprit, du fait qu'on ne reconnaît pas que c'est un rêve. De la même manière, à l'état de veille, la souffrance est la même.
And for example, any kind of suffering that we experience in the waking state of the life, and such as the meeting, the suffering because of the meeting with the enemies and the separating from the friends, etc. So we have to make effort, of course, to pacify the suffering or to remove the suffering. Waking state of the life.
À l'état de veille, nous devons faire des efforts pour pacifier les souffrances telles que être séparé d'amis ou rencontrer des ennemis.
Tejendo ta dani le tempe donga tenga donga de dembar mato pare dembar mato pe jemse kar sanate da danzen jnam dol ten somare nam do te rangi mma yendo rangi mar rangi je maro pala ten te jemse je tene namdo tele som donga te rangi je maro pare.
And then the suffering that we experience in the waking state of life is also not inherently existent, not true existence, not real. They are not reality. The reason why they are not reality, because the one which gives rise or which produces the suffering is our concept and thought. So when we examine minutely with the wisdom, that the thought and the concept are also not inherently existent. So since the cause is not inherently existent, so therefore the fruit or the effect or the consequence, whatever you call it, is also not inherently existent, not reality.
Et à l'état de veille, ces souffrances n'ont pas de réalité intrinsèque, puisqu'elles viennent de la pensée et des concepts. Si l'on examine par la sagesse la nature de la pensée et des concepts, elle n'a pas d'existence réelle. Donc, puisque la cause, qui est le concept, n'a pas d'existence réelle, le fruit, qui est la souffrance, ne peut pas avoir d'existence réelle.
Tena, ten drava donga nuts of a te, Daniel Songe, donga nuts of a te, sopate, dancing le somata, dancing, ranking a mado bejum singe, donga ranking a mado pe, ne sorte, hirapi yanta, but hite, he bat some depending on the com goggles. Com goggles. He can com goggles.
And so it is, somebody say that it is not only sufficient to know that. To know that the suffering is not true existence because it's a cause, which is the idea of ego or the concept of I. It's not true existence. Not only it is enough to understand it, not only to know it, but in fact one should be habituated. One should be completely. One should with practice. Yes, one should try to be. Completely acquainted with it, yes, or completely habituated with it.
Et il ne suffit pas de comprendre que la souffrance est la cause, que sont les concepts, non pas d'existence réelle. Il faut devenir complètement familiarisé, complètement un avec cette méditation.
Tena, dona sem, tu je sem trupa tang, jikten je sem trupa kende ki ina. Tenis topa de Kabara Sepata, topa de Narsovate, ten double Narsovares.
So, in brief, what she says, in whichever way, and in whichever way our mind is disturbed or agitated, whether by Dharma or by worldly things, but the way to rest, but one should know anyway, one should know is how to rest, and this is the best way to rest is. Whether one get disturbed,
Donc, quand on est perturbé, soit quand l'esprit est perturbé, soit par le dharma, soit par les affaires mondaines, la meilleure manière est de rester dans l'état qu'il a expliqué auparavant.
Tendrava dancing ranging a madropada dancing the summit, donga ranging a madrope, ying the yamba and joy hippaina, then it, tanda, ying the hippaina, two times a jig the dupe here of rest, teta, china, two times a jig the dupe here of some rest.
So, Rinpoche says in this way, if one becomes, if one succeeded, yes, to know, to understand. And how the concept of ego and its fruit, that is, the sufferings, are not true or inherently existent. So then, if one becomes successful here to rest in this state, to meditate in this state, so then, in that very level, in that stage, one becomes able to generate a wisdom, yes. Which unify all the dharmas. Because chue tamje.
Chue tamje.
Chue luk tamje mara.
Chue tamje.
Chue tamje.
Dhamba chue.
Which unifies all the dharmas, yes, together.
Et si on arrive à comprendre la non-existence intrinsèque de l'ego et de la souffrance qui est le résultat, et qu'on arrive à méditer dans cet état, c'est la manière d'unifier tous les dharmas.
And
also in such and in such term is called this term this sorry, such thing is called, such wisdom, yes, is called in Kagyupa's terms, or in Kagyupa's term, yes, Chikshe Kunshe or Chikshe Kundol, which Chikshe Kunshe means by knowing one, by understanding one, you understand, you know everything, you know all things. Or Chikshe Kundol means by knowing one, by understanding one, you get liberated, you get freedom from all.
Et en termes de Kedupa, cette forme de sagesse est appelée
Oui, Tixé Kunché, Tixé Kundal. Tixé Kunché.
Tixé Kunché. Tixé Kunché.
C'est-à-dire en une.
Tixé Kunché.
Tixé Kundal.
En connaissant un, on connaît tout, ou le deuxième terme signifie en connaissant une chose, on est libéré de toutes les choses.
When we say that to know by one thing, but knowing by one thing, then one knows everything. It doesn't mean that one knows all the terms and all the knowledges one gains. It doesn't mean that. Which means that by knowing one point, you know all the essential points. You know all the essential point of all the Dharma.
Et ça ne signifie pas qu'en connaissant une chose, on connaisse toutes les choses, au sens de toutes les expressions ou tous les termes, mais qu'en connaissant une chose, on connaît l'essence même de toute chose.
Kanzak dami jine jen shibare, tikpa chenpi loge chu tamche tongpa nye jine jen shibare, dorje tikpa loge saja chenpo to zoba chenpi nye jen shibarus.
Kanzak dangzi rangshin maru shi suna.
Ma dangzi yin te rangshin jen maru shi na.
So, and Rinpoche says the way, by knowing, Rinpoche says the way, how one knows yes, how one knows that by knowing this, the concept or the clinging to the idea of the concept of the of I or you know or self, by knowing it, how one knows the all the essential point of all the Dharma, because he says that if one knows it, then one knows the the non ego or the non self of according to Shravakas of the Shravakas. And as well as the, all the voidness, the voidness of the Shunyata of Mahayana and the Mahamudra in Vajrayana.
Et comment le fait de connaître cela est-il comment par le fait de connaître cela on connaît l'essence de tous les dharmas, c'est que dans le véhicule des Shravakas on connaît la non-existence, on connaît la non-existence de l'ego. Dans le Mahayana, la vacuité ou Shunyata, et dans le Vajrayana, le Mahamudra.
Dès que dans un rangin de Mahamudra,
So then, by knowing that the concept of ego is not true existence. So by knowing it, understanding it as a basis, and then if one continues in this very state, if one let oneself be in this state, yes, continuously, and then that letting be in this state is the includes or comprises all the essential point of the meditations, yes.
Et le fait de connaître la non-existence de l'ego et de rester continuellement en cet état
comprise of all the essential point of meditation.
Et l'essence comprend l'essence de tous les points essentiels des dharmas.
Meditation.
De la méditation.
Tenne kande san dogere sana danzen rangin je madoba chi de nyambar ya na kanza ga da me pe dami je
So if one rests in this state by knowing that concept of ego is not true existence, so then this will be the ultimate meditations on the non-self or non-ego also.
Donc si l'on demeure dans cet état où l'on comprend que l'ego n'a pas d'existence réelle, c'est la méditation...
C'est non, le non-self ou l'ego.
C'est la méditation ultime sur la non-existence intrinsèque de l'ego.
Tejien de Tepa Chenpe Loke, Chue Thamche Tongpa Nyeje, Gong Tong Nyeje Gong Jeng Thato Kyang Re. Kandere Se Na, Seriruji Chue Thamche Danzen Je Namdo Go Wang Kherpa Re, Danzen Je Namdo Go Rang, Namdo Rang Yin Ma Drop Yin Ya Na, Tene Tong Nyeje Gong Jeng Thato Kyang Re.
And this is also the ultimate meditations, ultimate meditation according to Mahayana also, because Rinpoche says that all the phenomena, according to Mahayana, also, all the phenomena that manifest and to which we cling to as reality is also just due to or because of the concept. That means it is the concept which produces all the phenomena and to which we cling as reality. So by knowing it, then we know the nature of the phenomena also as non-true existence. So thus we realize, we know the shunyata also.
Et cette compréhension de la non-existence intrinsèque de l'ego et la méditation ultime dans le Mahayana également, puisque c'est les concepts qui créent les phénomènes que nous saisissons comme réels. Donc c'est
simply as reality. Mm?
Yes. So it's
so it brings us to the understanding of all these phenomena are void, not true existence.
Donc
which means shunyata.
La compréhension de la non-existence de l'ego amène à la compréhension de la non-existence des phénomènes, ce qui est la vacuité dans le Mahayana.
Teyendo, tene danzen rang yin je ma drupa xie te nyambari yaba yin na, yin le nyambari yaba na, sa ja chenpyo gongjin. Gomjin ne jang, hebare, Saja chimbu gomjin ne jare. Karasana Saja chimbu de, same jin ne looking at the Nyambra Yabare. Then it dancing rang yin jamadrup and yin the Nyambra Yabate, same jin ne looking at the Nyambra Yabayim Beserna, Saja chimbu gomjin ne jare.
So this in the Maha, the meditation on the Mahamudra is also present in it. In it means meditation in the absence of the concept, you know, the non-ego, yes. Because because the true nature, the very ultimate nature of the mind is also is the absence of the concept.
Since
the meditation on the non-existence of the since the meditation on the non-existence of the concept or the idea of the self or I is also the meditation on the true nature of the mind, so it includes the meditation on the Mahamudra also, because Mahamudra is just to meditation on the Mahamudra means the meditation on the true nature of the mind.
Et puisque cette méditation sur la non-existence intrinsèque de l'ego.
Yes, it is the meditation on the nature of the mind. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it includes the Mahayana, Mahamudra meditation also. Mm-hmm. Because Mahamudra meditation is meditation on the true nature of the mind. Mm-hmm.
Et la méditation sur la nature, sur la vraie nature de l'esprit, cela inclut le Mahamudra, puisque le Mahamudra est la méditation sur la nature ultime de l'esprit.
Tena danzen rangin je madropa madrope yengam. Danzen rangin je madropa de sartongre. Danzen rangin je madropa sartongan la tena nyabriyaba yena tena gom tamji je sawaras.
So the resting, the state or the expanse in which the grasping or the clinging to the idea of the self or ego is not inherently existence, is a luminous, is indivisible union of luminosity or clarity, yes, and voidness.
Demeurer dans l'état dans lequel il n'y a pas de saisie réelle de l'ego est un état où il y a l'union de la clarté et de la vacuité.
To let oneself be in this indivisible union of clarity and voidness is the best meditation or the ultimate meditation.
Et laisser son esprit dans cet état de clarté et vacuité est la meilleure des méditations.
Dans un rang de marbre, il y a un gap gomte, donc un savant de chevet gomre. Il y a un peu de temps, il y a un peu de savant dans un rang. Dans un rang de marbre, il y a un gap gomna, tenez dans un jet.
And also the meditation, meditation, yes. On the state, yes, of inherently non-existent of the concept of the I, is a means or method to cut through, to eliminate all the sufferings.
Et également rester en l'état dans lequel il n'y a pas de saisie de des concepts comme ayant une réalité, comme ayant une existence réelle, est également le moyen de couper la souffrance.
Because this sufferings are the fruit of clinging to the idea of the self or
puisque
ego.
Puisque les souffrances sont le résultat de la saisie de l'ego.
Tena dansen kyepe gom ina. Te dansen kyepe gom japa pte namba thani me namba yin sab namdo me na yang te ngene namba gom yang ta kore.
So if one does meditation in this way, that means if one does meditation on this way, which cut through all the clinging, the grasping to the idea of I, so such person who does meditation in this way, even if he is not Buddhist, even if he is not called Buddhist, his meditation is right and genuine, so inherently he is a Buddhist.
Et même si une personne n'est pas elle est bouddhiste.
Dans un kyo mataba, dans un peva yina namba sanje pa yin, gomba poda namba sanje pa yin, sanje nando yona ya, tene gomte namba sanje pa gom yon tapa dato vayamara.
So then, inherently he is a Buddhist.
Et même si une personne n'est pas appelée bouddhiste, mais qu'elle fasse cette méditation sur la non-existence intrinsèque des concepts, sur l'absence de saisie de l'ego, sa méditation est pure et intrinsèquement, elle est bouddhiste.
Gomba pote namba sanje pa yin sanje namdo yona yang tene gomte namba sanje pa gom yang ta kondo tu yoyang.
So then, despite the meditation,
Boka namba sanje pa re san, Ranga namba sanje pa yin samga yore te, Yina namba sanje pa gom yang ta pa mara. Karra sanu dansen pa yin.
So, Rumaji says, despite the meditation, if one's conflict emotion, instead of putting them down, instead of striking them down, if they increase more and more, so then this meditation is not genuine meditation. And even one call oneself as a Buddhist, so this although one think of himself as being Buddhist, yes, as a Buddhist meditator, but in fact he is not. But his meditation is not proper, in fact.
Et même si quelqu'un se considère comme bouddhiste,
Si sa méditation ne fait qu'accroître ses émotions perturbatrices, sa méditation n'est pas une méditation pure du bouddhisme.
Tene namba sanje ka gom yan da ba de dan zin chok gu ju sin kar ra sa na tene chu chu nyam se lem ba de dong al ta ba ta yi na ni ba kan ke dong a ji jo yi tsa ba de dan zin de sen dan de ke.
The reason why in the Buddhist with meditation, the reason why the meditation is the means to cut through the idea of the or the concept of I or the ego, because this is the cause of the sufferings, the principal cause of the suffering. So through practice of the Dharma. Because one has to give up the abandon, yes, or get freedom from the suffering, and the cause of suffering is the concept of I.
Et la raison pour laquelle la méditation est destinée à couper la saisie de l'ego est qu'elle est destinée à couper la souffrance qui est causée par la saisie de l'ego.
So the most important thing Rinpoche says to know is that both the sufferings or depressions caused by Dharma and the worldly things are the root of these two is clinging to the concept of I. Yes.
La principale chose à savoir est que la souffrance causée soit par le Dharma, soit par les choses mondaines, vient de la saisie de l'ego.
For example, the cause of suffering in the worldly level is we always wishes for our own well-being, for example, to become a very famous, to become very powerful, or to become famous. Etc.
Au niveau mondain, les causes principales de souffrance sont de toujours vouloir son bien, c'est-à-dire de son propre bien, de vouloir devenir connu ou riche,
etc.
For example, in worldly level also, the suffering, yes, the suffering that we experience, that we get is due to friend and due to enemy, is also the due to, yes, clinging to the I, yes, clinging to the concept of I, due to I, you know, because of ego, because when we feel suffering that the enemy is harming me, or the friend is not loving me enough, he or she doesn't love me enough. How this thought and concept arise? Because of the ego, because we cling to ourselves very much, to me and to I. Yes.
Et au niveau mondain, les souffrances que l'on a avec les amis ou les ennemis est également due à la saisie de l'ego, qui considère que il est attaqué par un ennemi qui se demande pourquoi il ou elle ne m'aime pas assez.
Pena troppo a Roma tava di che sono io na sen donga io perché donga te ya me troppo a Roma di che sono tan alti poi io mare da ci poi io mare sono te da den che sono
For example, when we and due to the, you know, because of the death of our friend, Trongpo or Trongmo, male friend, huh?
Yes.
Death, yes. Mm-hmm. And we experience suffering. Because here also we are involved in the ego again. And we are trapped by ego because they think, oh, now I lost my friend and I will not be happy. And now I am alone, etc. So this is also because of we cling to ourselves.
Et la souffrance qui résulte de la mort d'un ou d'une amie est également due à la saisie de l'ego qui considère que maintenant nous allons être seuls et nous allons souffrir.
So then in the same way, when we say experience the suffering, yes, by seeing as the friend whom one loves very much, at the same time he or she loves to the other person. So here also then we experience a lot of suffering, yes, we get depression and suffering. So in brief, Rinpoche says all the sufferings that we want to experience in the worldly level is just because of clinging to the idea of clinging to the concept of I, yes, yes. Or you just say concept of I, yes.
En résumé, toutes les souffrances que l'on expérimente au niveau mondain sont dues à la, au concept du moi.
So the way and all the worldly sufferings are generated by the idea or the concept of I. And this way it is, you know, we should, one should examine it, how it is the cause of suffering. One should examine it by various means and by various methods.
Et nous devons examiner par différents moyens comment cette saisie, ce concept du moi, est la cause des souffrances.
The way one experiences suffering due to Dharma also is the is Rinpoche said that first of course we do we learn yes or we study Dharma and practice it yes.
Et en ce qui concerne le Dharma, d'abord, nous l'apprenons par l'écoute et la réflexion, et ensuite nous méditons.
So, though the study and the reflection and the meditations on the true Dharma is a means or method to pacify all the sufferings, to remove all the sufferings, and however, if one doesn't know and how to do it, if one doesn't know how to handle it, how to deal with it, which means how to study, how to reflect upon, how to meditate, if one don't know it, then it, instead of bliss, it creates sufferings.
Et quoique l'écoute, la réflexion et la méditation soient des moyens de pacifier les souffrances, si on ne sait pas les mener à bien, on ressentira de la souffrance.
For example, if one, when we study and reflect upon on the meaning what we have studied in it, if we do it with motivation, with a great wish or desire, a strong desire to become oneself as very learned, and very famous or very full of knowledge, more than the other. If with this motivation, with this attitude, when we study, then it brings a suffering.
Par exemple, si nous étudions et que nous le faisons avec la motivation de devenir quelqu'un de très de très savant, de plus sage, de plus avisé que les autres, à ce moment-là, cela crée de la souffrance.
So this one can, understand it. One can come to, one can know it very well through experience and through examination.
Et ça, on peut le comprendre très bien par l'expérience et l'examen.
So this the suffering caused by the learning and reflecting upon is also because of clinging to the concept of I, yes, or the concept of I, yes, and so therefore, and one has to make effort, yes, one has to strive and to use the learning meditation and reflective meditation as a means, yes, to cut through all the sufferings.
Et les souffrances
to apply them as remedy, sorry, against the suffering.
Qui viennent de l'étude ou de la méditation viennent également de la saisie de l'ego. C'est pourquoi on doit utiliser l'écoute, la réflexion et la méditation comme des antidotes à la souffrance et on doit faire des efforts en ce sens.
So then, the learning, reflecting, and meditation on the Dharma, instead of applying them as a remedy against the, you know, against the conflict, the emotion, then yes. If one, yes, could not apply, yes, these the wisdom that arises from the wisdom of learning, reflecting, and meditation as a remedy against ego, against the concept of ego, so then what the result would be just contrary one, that is to say that one would develop very lota, means a wrong attitude, a wrong attitude, a wrong thought of the others, yes, attitude about the other, and then of course naturally then one to speak ill of the other, yes, etc. There are many evil things comes out.
Si on n'utilise pas l'écoute, la réflexion et la méditation comme antidote aux émotions perturbatrices, à ce moment-là, on développe en soi-même de l'orgueil et il s'élève des vues erronées vis-à-vis des autres et il y a de, on les méprise, etc.
So therefore, Rinpoche, he said he would like to repeat again once more the same sentence, saying that really one should be able, yes, apply the wisdom of learning, reflecting, meditation as a remedy, yes, against the ego, yes.
Donc, Rinpoche répète encore une fois qu'on doit utiliser la sagesse née de l'écoute, de la réflexion et de la méditation comme antidote aux émotions.
Generally, Rinpoche said the repetition is considered as something superfluous or as a fault in the speech. And however, those important points should be repeated twice or thrice or more than that.
Et généralement, on considère le fait de la répétition comme superflu ou comme une faute de langage. Mais ces choses importantes devraient être répétées deux, trois fois ou plus.
Dejen do gomne tene donga kande yongere sana chetan gonte donga di nyebo rete tene gomna gom gomsong ke kirab de danze ge nyebo la maso na gom tene donga yongere.
And for example, the way the meditation becomes the cause of suffering is that generally speaking, somebody says the meditation. And meditation is a remedy or antidote against this, against suffering. And however, if one's meditation, one's meditation does not become as a remedy or antidote against the concept of the idea, concept of I or clinging to the I, then it becomes a cause of suffering.
Généralement, la méditation est un antidote aux émotions, mais si elle n'est pas, si elle ne fait pas baisser le concept du moi, la saisie de l'ego, ça devient une source de souffrance.
Ego, it becomes, it increases, it develops the ego more, and because the motivation, which is the basis for is not pure and not sound.
Et par exemple, si on médite avec la motivation d'obtenir une réalisation extraordinaire, plus que les autres, au lieu d'être un antidote à la saisie de l'ego, c'est une manière de faire accroître l'ego, puisque la motivation à la base est fausse.
Tene pena gom japa pundese gom yapo yapo jaki kumare. मैं गम छे पर तुम पापा जी जागे हैं सांप नाम तो अंडा वो चीज़ हो ना ठीक गम लेते हैं पर दुःख आसों में गोसुक सफ़ाई।
For example, then, and also when we think while starting meditation, if one thinks that oh the rest of the people who do meditation with me, they don't know how to do meditation properly. I'm the only one who knows how to do it properly with such pride or with such thought. If one start meditation, then it already it is the beginning. Of the suffering. Yes.
Et si on commence à méditer en pensant que les autres personnes ne savent pas bien méditer, que nous seuls savons bien méditer, c'est le commencement de la souffrance.
Tena gom jab kap so gom ji kulon de danzing zo gon do gom do ta ke ta de ka chen bore.
So therefore it is very important when we start a meditation, first of all it is very important to examine and with what motivation we are doing meditation, we are going to do meditation, whether it is motivated by the ego-centered idea or not.
Donc, quand on commence à méditer, c'est important d'observer sa motivation, savoir si on a une motivation égocentrique ou non.
Then, gom je kunon de danzen je sepa yena gom de danzen je nyenbo mason de danzen pe nyam gom je nyam. Nyam chonze la denpar khin, te la denpar nga cha che. Tene yin la tene lokta che kundep se ho, tene dunga che gheris.
Yes, even then, if our the motivation of the meditation is not pure, and then even if we, yes, when we achieve a slight or little bit meditation experience, so then it increases more, increases our ego and our pride more, and as a result, what happened? Then naturally, one would develop an attitude concerning the other as inferior, and oneself as a superior.
Et quand on médite avec une mauvaise motivation, la moindre expérience de méditation accroît cette saisie. Accroît cette saisie de l'ego, ou increase.
Yes, dancing. It increases our ego and develop the an attitude oui. Concerning the other as inferior.
Et contribue à développer encore plus l'attitude de considérer les autres comme inférieurs.
Tena ta gomzong ki khirate ya dancing jinye bolan roba chigo bolan.
So, in fact, Rinpoche said that the wisdom of meditation also is to be applied, should be applied as a remedy against the ego.
Donc la sagesse de la méditation également doit être employée comme antidote à la saisie de l'ego.
Tene tanda gom japa batsu gom ja nyamnyon de yapo yinda menda tene lama le traba mambo shion dhamma da zogu yuris.
So now Rinpoche says that many people do meditation, of course, and also they ask questions to the lamas whether they are doing properly or not.
Et actuellement, maintenant, beaucoup de personnes méditent et questionnent le lama pour savoir si elle médite correctement ou non.
Tena, mene sena, tene rangi ta kietan gore se. Rangi gom jamne, danzen chon son gom yapo yungere, danzen person gom yapo yungere yamare, rangi ta kietan gore se.
Concerning the meditation, whether one is doing it correctly or not. In fact, Rinpoche says this, instead of asking to the lamas, one can examine by oneself. So that is that one can examine oneself whether one's meditation, whether his meditation is really functioning or working, you know, as a remedy against the ego or not. If it's working very well against ego, well, the meditation is proper. And if it's not working well, that means something wrong in the meditation.
Et au lieu de demander au lama, elle ferait mieux d'examiner leur esprit, savoir si si la méditation accroît la saisie de l'ego, c'est qu'elle ne médite pas bien. Si elle diminue la saisie de l'ego, c'est que elle médite correctement.
Tena rang gom yapo chonda ma jon rang rang khirab la rang tegogres rang khirab ge rang kandes tegoresana ta gom jan danse chong song do ta chitir.
So in brief, Rinpoche says that whether one's meditation is correct or not, or going on well or not, one should ask to one's own wisdom. Yes, so that is that one to examine oneself, yes, whether it is functioning as a remedy or antidote against the ego or not.
Chacun doit demander à sa propre sagesse si sa méditation accroît l'ego ou non.
Tena, tene, danzen chon song dana rang gom de yapo somares.
If the concept of ego or the clinging to the ego become very poor or very weak, yes, weak or less, so that means the meditation is quite successful.
Si la saisie de l'ego devient faible, c'est le signe que la méditation est fructueuse.
Dor don and jikting korb donga tan chuje donga tamje danzen le tin de songwa yin par tin tene danda chu tamje danzen jin yin bo do chi zo koras.
In brief, Rinpoche says, and all the sufferings, whether the suffering caused by dharma or suffering caused by the worldly things, so the root of these suffering is the clinging to the ego. Yes. So we should cut through it.
En résumé, la cause de toutes les souffrances, qu'elles viennent du dharma ou des affaires mondaines, est la saisie de l'ego. Donc il faut faire baisser cette saisie de l'ego.
Te donga tamje danzen le som kor ta tambe chu je nyam ni de tsang gom som te danzen je nyem bon rog bu kon do de.
So that's a brief explanation. We say that how the all the sufferings, the root of all the suffering is the clinging to the concept of ego, and how the wisdom, and the learning, reflecting, and the meditations on the Dharma should be applied as the remedy or antidote.
C'était une courte explication qui montrait que la cause de toutes les souffrances était la saisie de l'ego, et comment la réflexion, toute la réflexion et la méditation du Dharma doivent être employées comme antidote à cette saisie de l'ego.
So now we shall do meditation for a little while.
Gom te tanda na yin,
nga tan da sampe danzen je nam do de tambo kani yong do, pada kawa ne ke do, tamang kawa ro ke do.
So this meditation would be to examine, yes, to examine that and how how
yes,
how the idea, how the concept of I or ego arises, and how it arises, yes, or from where it comes, should be examined, analyzed. Where it goes,
So
from where he where it rests and how it get disappear or you know, ceases, you know. So you do meditation and analytical meditation.
Nous allons faire une méditation analytique pour savoir comment la saisie de l'ego apparaît dans l'intervalle, comment elle demeure et enfin comment where it goes.
Yeah, how it ceases, that means.
Comment elle cesse.
Yeah. How it arises, how it rests, how it ceases, that. Which is called Jungnen Dosum in Tibet, meditation term. Jung means arising, Neva means resting, Do means going in literally, it is ceasing. Yes.
Oh yeah. Tene danze je namzo sunne dosum tawa re do na sunne dosum tawa ngan dunya priya paras.
If one finds
yang ngan dunya priya
paras. If one finds the the concept of the I,
it's
free from arising, free from arising, resting and ceasing, then in that very state, you know, in that very free state, one should rest.
Et si on, on trouve l'absence d'origine, de localisation et de cessation de la saisie de l'ego, on doit demeurer en cet état.
Donna danse je nam to gongo te khewa da pa yang da lung yang re tene khewa pa yang ga ni ja kore.
In fact, we just said that the real nature, the real essence or the real nature of the concept of the I is very spacious, very open and very peaceful. Open and spacious and peaceful. The real nature of the and we should let ourselves be in this peaceful and open and spacious state.
La véritable nature de l'ego est très La véritable nature de l'ego est très ouverte et très vaste
and peaceful
et paisible.
Then let ourselves be in that state of peaceful.
Donc on reste dans cet état paisible et ouvert.
Pode dodo de bolazo onde, mode de rodo de bolazo, até minha mãe.